from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A busy day for Fidel Castro as he wraps up his visit to Jamaica. The island of Montserrat prepares for a practice evacuation, and Jamaica and Trinidad battle it out for the Shell Cup. I'm Electra Naismith, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. It's been a mixed morning for President Fidel Castro, who's moved from laying wreaths at the National Heroes Circle in Kingston to addressing members of Jamaica's business and social sectors. Carol Orr, who's been following President Castro's visit to Jamaica, filed this report for us earlier.
Visibly shaken and looking considerably tired, President Fidel Castro arrived at the National Heroes Circle in Kingston, dressed this time in a navy blue suit, white shirt and a striped tie, to pay his last respects to his close friend, former Prime Minister Michael Manley. It was a solemn moment as the Cuban leader meditated in silent prayer, standing in line alongside Michael Manley's widow, Glynn. As a small crowd nearby clapped and shouted welcome, President Castro put the wreath in place, the ribbon attached with the words inscribed, "To my unforgettable friend, Michael Manley, from Fidel Castro Ruz." Moments later, he placed a second wreath by the epitaph in place in memory of the Jamaicans who died during the First World War. While the crowds kept a distance away, several said although they were prevented from shaking the leader's hand, they are there to represent Michael Manley, the man they loved, who in turn loved Fidel.